9995.
Amend management agreement with Kemper Sports Management, Inc. to add $2.5 million for the reimbursement of operating expenses for the management of Heron Lakes Golf Course for a not-to-exceed amount of $2,823,400.
Mayor, today we have an amendment to a contract that is before council, which would authorize operating expenses that have already been budgeted to be distributed. And I sort of feel like the caboose on this one. This has a longer history, and I would welcome any comments that Commissioner Fritz wants to make. But here's the essential context. Heron Lakes Golf Course is owned by Portland Parks and Recreation and is under a management agreement with Kemper Sports Management. Today we have Amy Archer Masters, Finance Manager, and Todd Melton, Financial Analyst for Portland Parks and Rec, to give us a brief presentation on why this contract amendment is necessary. Amy?
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Good afternoon, I guess.
Thank you.
Portland Parks and Rec has agreements with concessionaires for each of our five golf courses. Each of our agreements are unique in ways, but in general, concessionaires perform all of the clubhouse and customer service operations at our courses. That includes reserving golf rounds, taking care of pro shop sales and retail operations, as well as any food and beverage operations that we have at a course. Kemper Sports, as Commissioner stated, has been our concessionaire at Heron Lakes, and they've been the concessionaire there since 2008.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name's Amy Archer Masters, and I'm the Finance, Property, and Technology Manager at Portland Parks and Recreation. This contract was executed administratively in June and expires October 2019. The contract needs to be more clear about the total value of the contract, as it consists of two different types of payment. One is for the operating expenses for the day-to-day operations, and the other is for the management fee that Kemper receives for the services. The total size of the contract, which is the sum of those two payments, requires council approval. In order to ensure that the city can make timely payment on invoices as provided for in the agreement, the emergency ordinance is needed. Current expenditure authority is expected to be exhausted by the last week in September. Parks and Recreation intends to run an open and competitive solicitation for golf course operators next year to award new contracts by October of 2019, hence the expiration date of this amendment. This council action more clearly documents the total scope of the contract, and as Commissioner Fish mentioned, is already included in the fiscal year 18-19 adopted budget. We're welcome to any questions that you may have.
So let me take a run at putting it into layman's language, because apparently some of the media didn't quite get this. This was always going to be the arrangement that the revenues from people who pay golf pay for the maintenance of the golf course, and the contract previously just didn't say that that's what's going to happen.
That's correct. The language in the agreement actually captures all of the scope of services that they're supposed to be provided and what the contract was going to cover. It's just the not-to-exceed amount that missed the full language that was covered in the agreement.
But this doesn't change the contract in any way. It doesn't mean that the golf fund is completely devastated and needs $2.5 million from the general fund. Yeah. This is basically being open and transparent about this is exactly what each party does, and we just missed a line in the contract. Is that?
That is correct.
Yeah, thank you.
That was very helpful. Thank you.
Very good. Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Excellent. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
I would have to say, when I saw the article, I was like, oh, my life as a politician is over. Where on earth are we going to find $2.5 million in the golf program? So I'm really glad to know that I'm actually looking at what it does and doesn't do, that it's, as I say, just being open and transparent about what we're doing. And by the way, commending the golf program for being financially solvent and not having to borrow. And in fact, the entire Parks Bureau didn't have to borrow at the end of last year either. So thank you very much, Amy Archer Masters, for your work in particular, doing three people's jobs and doing them all well. Thank you. Aye.
Bish?
Thanks for a good presentation. Aye.
Wheeler?
Thank you. I vote aye.
Thank you.
The ordinance is adopted, and we are adjourned until 2 p.m.